This is David Duke. This is David Duke, and this is the David Duke Internet Web Radio Broadcast, broadcasting to the entire world with news and information of importance to Europeans and people of European descent wherever they may live on the earth. It's also important, I believe, to all people on this planet, what we believe in here at DavidDuke.com and in Euro, European American Unity and Rights Organization, is the idea that every people, including our own, has a right to preserve their heritage, their way of life, their freedom, and that globalism is something that's dangerous for all people. We like the diversity on this planet. We like the fact that nations are, in fact, different, have different cultures, characteristics, and different people. We like the expressions of humanity, the different expressions of humanity, and we feel that we have a right to preserve those expressions as the beautiful handiwork of God, our nature, or both as you prefer. Simple as that. We here at this site are not racial supremacists. We are certainly racial survivalists, racial preservationists. If it is worthy and important to preserve the different species and breeds of life in the animal kingdom, whether it be the Rocky Mountain cougar or the great whale of the Pacific or the great African elephant, then certainly it must be worthy and important to preserve the different expressions of mankind. We believe that not recognizing the differences that exist in mankind end up causing more problems and more hatred, more war and more bloodshed than simply recognizing the fact that people are indeed different and they have a right to pursue their own way of life and not be controlled by others. We believe that these nations that have been compiled that have forced people together totally without regard to their ethnic group, religious preferences, and other values, that they've been the source of tremendous bloodshed and hatred in the world, such as what's happened in Yugoslavia, what's happened in even Rwanda, the tribal conflicts. We believe simply that we should recognize the realities of race and heritage and the fact that different ethnic groups have different ethnic interests and that every people should be allowed to pursue them. And now, of course, we come to that great issue, that one overriding issue in the world, and that concerns the ethnic group called Jews. Not all Jews are supremacists. Not all Jews are extremists by any means. My book, Jewish Supremacism, is dedicated to a Jew by the name of Israel Shahak, who was a survivor of the camps during the Second World War, but also was a great exposer of the dangers of Jewish supremacism, of the dangers of international Zionism. Jewish people have every right to pursue their ethnic interest, whatever they may be. We have the right, obviously, to pursue ours. At this point, they dominate so much of the world, so many politics, their chutzpah, and that's the only word for it, is growing to no bounds. They have demanded the arrest and incarceration of great historians like David Irving, whose books are in every library of the world. They've demanded my arrest. They're demanding that the Swedish prosecutor arrest me and put me in jail for criticizing Jewish extremism. They have demanded the arrest and imprisonment of Germa Rudolph, a fantastic, brilliant intellectual from Germany, a chemist, in fact, who has written about the period of time during the Second World War, and he's giving a different conclusion. He's done some forensic studies on some aspects of the Holocaust, whether he's right or wrong. Certainly, the idea of freedom of speech and conscience means that every person should have the right to present their viewpoint unhindered. As I quote on my website from the United Nations Statement and Declaration of Human Rights, everyone has a right to freedom of speech and free expression, and this should go even beyond boundaries. Germa Rudolph, the father of a young girl, American child, married to an American citizen, is now sitting behind bars because he has an opinion about a historical event over 60 years old. That's not freedom, ladies and gentlemen. And these Jewish supremacists have gotten to a point where they've pushed for these laws in places like Canada. They pushed for these laws in places such as the United Kingdom and France and Germany, Scandinavia, many other countries. And they've got to the point now where we now have hundreds, in fact thousands of individuals who have been imprisoned for simply having a politically incorrect opinion, not for advocating any violence. The latest incident, of course, is in France, where we have Bruno Gollnisch, Dr. Bruno Gollnisch, who is a professor at the University of Lyon, famous professor, an expert, by the way, in Oriental studies. And Professor Gollnisch is a member of the European Parliament. I've been with him, in fact, on the floor of the European Parliament. And for simply making a statement that people who have different opinions about this historical period of the war should be allowed freedom of speech, not for, quote, denying the Holocaust or questioning the Holocaust, but for simply saying that these individuals should debate this subject freely, an historian should be allowed to debate the subject freely, he has now been stripped of his immunity, his European Parliament immunity, and now he faces the possibility of trial and imprisonment for a very political judge, by the way, and a political prosecutor, imprisonment for saying there should be freedom of speech. This is an absolute abomination, ladies and gentlemen. It's a denial of every principle of rights and freedom. And some people often say to me, you know, you're really exaggerating this Jewish supremacism. You know, they're not that bad. Well, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I have an article in front of me, and you can take a look at it at my website, www.daviduke.com. And you can also, of course, post questions and comments to me on stormfront.org, the town hall section. And we thank Don Black for featuring me on Stormfront in the town hall section. It's a very fine area of Stormfront. It's for free discussion. There's no holds barred there. And stormfront.org, this town hall thread has had about 1,250,000 views. So it's reaching an incredible number of people. And not only can your questions come to me directly through Stormfront, but also you can make your views heard and read by countless numbers of people all over the world. Also, you can email me directly at info44@daviduke.com. That's info44@daviduke.com. And I'll be happy to try to get to some of your questions during this broadcast. Now, let me get to the latest ADL article. It seems I'm always being attacked by the ADL or the media, which is really the tools that some of the Jewish supremacists use to dominate us. But this latest ADL attack shows and proves the absolute insanity and this push towards supremacy that they have over us. The ADL, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, which is a multi-million dollar organization supposedly to stop defamation of Jews, but basically they defame everybody else who stands up against them. And the ADL, by the way, is always busy pushing so-called civil rights and human rights, but at the same time they support Israel, which is one of the world's biggest violators of human and civil rights. I mean, the irony is supreme. The head of the ADL is Abraham Foxman. I have a picture of Abraham Foxman with Ariel Sharon. Ariel Sharon, of course, the butcher of Beirut, a man even the Israeli Kahan Commission found as being responsible for the massacre of over 1,000, by any measure, probably more than that, over 1,000 Palestinian men, women, and children. And he's also accused, with good reason, for many other war crimes. So here's Mr. Foxman, supposedly a human rights, you know, activist of a human rights organization with his great and best friend Ariel Sharon. Foxman and ADL support the murderous and oppressive policies of Israel and of Jewish supremacism, and the ADL defends constantly Israel when Israel is shown to be human rights offenders. It's just an amazing scenario, ladies and gentlemen, but these people are supposed to be lecturing us on human rights. And how do they lecture us on human rights? Well, the latest thing is they're seeking now the closure of the largest university in the nation of Ukraine. and the imprisonment of hundreds of academics at the university as well. I mean, this is crazy and incredible. A revoking of all the degrees of all the hundreds of thousands of students who graduated from this accredited university. I mean, this is insanity. It's incredible. And this organization, the ADL, is basically seeking to imprison people in modern-day gulags, any academic criticism of Israel or Jewish supremacism. Now, I want you to think about this for a minute. Now, why is it that they're trying to incarcerate people like us who criticize Jewish supremacism and the nation of Israel? But here they're advocating locking people up wholesale. They're advocating denial of civil rights. You know, America has a law called, you know, conspiracy to violate the civil rights or deny the civil rights of people. And I think other European nations have that right. These people are guilty of a conspiracy to violate our civil rights. Here's my article that was in davidduke.com. The Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, the radical pro-Likud Jewish supremacist organization that masquerades as a human rights group, has demanded the imprisonment of the academics who lead the largest university in Ukraine. These Jewish supremacists have even gone so far as to demand the university degrees of thousands, as actually hundreds of thousands, of graduates be revoked. In a statement released December 2nd, the ADL has demanded that the university president, Georgi Shokin, and other university academics in the MAUP, or M-A-U-P, university system, among whom are some of the most distinguished academics in Ukraine, be arrested and imprisoned for expressing anti-Zionist viewpoints that the ADL labels as, quote, anti-Semitism. They've also demanded the shutting down of the university and revoking the university degrees of the hundreds of thousands of graduates of the system, although they admit that the university is a, quote, bona fide university with high accreditation. The ADL tome also attacks Dr. David Duke, who lectures there and recently earned his doctorate in history at the university. The ADL calls for, and this is straight from the ADL website, invoking anti-incitement laws against Shokin and his colleagues, in other words, prosecuting them criminally and imprisoning them. Second, the education ministry revoking recognition of MAUP diplomas. The ADL statement demands, quote, at the same time, MAUP is a bona fide university. Its English name is the Interregional Academy for Personnel Management, accredited by Ukraine's Ministry of Education, with more than 50,000 students enrolled at campuses in various locations. Business, political science, and agriculture are among the subjects taught. The MAUP system, and let me go to the next text here. Excuse me for one moment. The MAUP system is the largest and most important university in Ukraine, with over 50,000 students, a sprawling central campus in Kyiv, and 24 regional campuses. It's educated more government officials, diplomats, and administrators than any other university in that country, and has the highest academic accreditation Ukraine provides, as well as recognition from UNESCO and a number of international bodies of university accreditation. Its academic excellence has never been called into question, and its professors are some of the most published and respected academics in all of Eastern Europe and around the world in many fields of study. To call for the revoking of all degrees awarded by the university to hundreds of thousands of graduates and the imprisonment of hundreds of professors for their research and writing on Zionism, that's a perfect example of the extremism promoted by the ADL. The ADL also, in a tortured translation, says that Dr. Shokin supports the supposed Iranian call for the destruction of Israel. It conveniently left out the fact that Dr. Shokin simply pointed out that the Iranian president did not say that he or Iran would destroy Israel, but that Israel would be destroyed by God. That's a very similar statement to what many mainstream evangelicals say in the United States. President Shokin has never called for violence or any attacks on Jewish people and has, in fact, readily and forcibly condemned any such thing. It is Israel that's the source of the world's worst terror and bloodshed, Dr. Shokin says. It is Israeli partisans and Jewish extremists who pushed America into the Iraq War and foment what they call the clash of civilizations. The ADL defines anti-Semitism as any serious criticism of the Jewish supremacist state of Israel, a nation that has violated over 200 United Nations resolutions. It ignores the fact that Zionists have stolen the land, homes, businesses, and farms of over 1 million Palestinians, that they've held 2,500,000 Palestinians in a brutal occupation for over 37 years, that they've routinely bombed Palestinian neighborhoods, apartment buildings, refugee camps, killing many, many innocent women and children. They've imprisoned and tortured thousands of Palestinians every year and have sent murder teams around the world to assassinate its opponents and critics. Israel also defied the world in building massive stockpiles of chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons. Anti-Semitism is also defined by the ADL as criticizing the extremely racist anti-Gentile teachings of radical Jewish fundamentalism. And by the way, you can read critiques and attacks on Muslim fundamentalism or other kinds of religious radicalism, including Israel identity in the United States or certain fundamentalist Christians. But if somehow you criticize Jewish fundamentalism, which is a very powerful force in Israel, then you are attacked as, quote, an anti-Semite. This is a quotation from the ADL article. Maup's anti-Semitic activities can be traced back to at least 2002. MAUP's leading figures have been at the root of attempts to bar Jewish organizations in Ukraine, and more recently, a call to ban the Tanya, a classic work of Hasidic Jewish literature on the grounds that it promotes racism against non-Jews. Well, the fact is, of course, ladies and gentlemen, that the Tanya and many other Jewish mainstream works do promote racism against non-Jews and hatred against non-Jews. And I should say, to speak and not in the least bit in an exaggerated way, you know, evil against Gentiles and non-Jews. Jewish organizations have attempted to ban books and publications critical of Jewish supremacism in Israel. They've been calling for imprisonment of academics who criticize Zionism, and the MAUP system, in response, simply pointed out that many Jewish educational institutions teach a violent ethnic hatred toward Gentiles and demanded that numerous works of virulent anti-Gentile hatred should be banned, if, of course, the government tries to ban works that show Jewish hatred. A fair-minded reading of the Tanya and extensive sections of the Talmud will reveal an extreme anti-Gentile hatred. Jewish fundamentalism, for instance, teaches that non-Jews are supernal refuse and that Gentiles should not even be considered or treated as human beings. Some Talmudic injunctions teach murderous and hateful injunctions, such as, quote, the best of the Gentiles should be killed, just as the best of snakes should have its head crushed. Even the respected Jewish Encyclopedia admits this Talmudic prescription by one of the major sages of the Talmud, Rabbi Simeon. MAUP academics, for instance, point out, and you can find that in the Jewish Encyclopedia, and you can look it up for yourselves. MAUP academics, for instance, point out that the significant support in Israel for Baruch Goldstein, who murdered 29 Palestinians as they knelt in prayer. Israeli fundamentalists have justified his mass murder of Palestinian people and made his grave a shrine. Exposing these currents of institutionalized Jewish extremism is, in the eyes of the ADL, quote, anti-Semitism. Of course, exposing examples of Gentile intolerance is never called anti-Gentilism. MAUP President Dr. Shokin, as well as Dr. David Duke, have pointed out that Israel is an extremist Jewish state today with mass murderer Ariel Sharon as its prime minister. Even an Israeli commission found Sharon responsible for the massacre of 1,200 Palestinians at Sabra and Shatila. Jewish supremacists are determined to stifle academic freedom and freedom of speech. More importantly, their hateful intolerance and extremism is shown and how they seek Stalinist incarceration of academics in a new gulag system meant to intimidate and stifle academic inquiry. That's it, ladies and gentlemen, and it's just an amazing article, and I must thank the ADL in some ways. I've talked about my teaching and my work over there, and the ADL published some pretty nice pictures of me teaching, some of the very bright and beautiful and intelligent students that we have in this great country of Ukraine. It's just an amazing phenomena, and you know, I think there's probably still a lot of people out there in the world, including among people of our movement, that just can't believe that a person who stands up openly against Jewish supremacism and openly for the heritage of our people and the survival of our people as European peoples, that I could actually be a professor, that I could teach in one of the major and most celebrated universities in the world. It can happen, ladies and gentlemen, and it is happening. And by the way, they're beginning a very good, thorough English university system in this system. And some of you who are young who'd like to consider coming over to the university, if you're in high school or in college and you'd like to think about attending this university, it would be great. Make sure you send me an email, and let's get going and come on over. I would suggest that those of you who are thinking about coming over to Europe to study some Russian language, I'll give you a good basis, and Ukrainian's a little different, but study the Russian language and then you can come over. The academic tuition is very low, but the academic standing of this university is very, very high. Well, anyway, that's about it for that bit of an article, and I think once again the ADL has exposed itself to so many people. Their intolerance, their absolute attempt at suppression of freedom of speech and press and all the really important principles of human rights. Because what human right is more vital? What more vital than the principle of freedom of speech? Without freedom of speech, you don't even know when your other freedoms are at stake or when your other freedoms are violated. And freedom of speech, I think, is the most critical issue of all, and yet we've got Europeans, scholars, intellects, right now in prison for simply daring to confront certain ideas of history. It's kind of an amazing thing. Here's some emails that have come in, and again, you can post it. You can actually not at davidduke.com, but you can post at stormfront.org, the town hall section, or send me an email directly at info44@davidduke.com. This is from Shane. He says, David Duke for president. You need to run. I have a feeling that the American people are sick and tired of the Jewish supremacy over many aspects of our country. Well, thanks, Shane. I don't think I'm going to be running, but let me tell you something. I think that the politics, that the possibility for successful politics in the United States of America, as well as throughout Europe, you know, the possibilities are very good, extremely good. And I think there's many ideas and many issues that can be used, but I can tell you that we have a chance to change the American political system. The easiest way is from the weak, what I call the weak underside of the political system, the belly of the beast, so to speak. And that means running on the local level, especially for state house seats or state senate seats, school board seats, that kind of thing. Create a very good and strong local unit of activists in your area. Build that, and then when election time comes, you can go out and you can go to work. This is from Michael. He talks about what happened to Prussian Blue and about an appearance on a television program. He says, "Dear sir, Donnie Deutsch just did a show regarding a band called Prussian Blue. I would suggest you get a copy of the show and put it on your website. It's absolutely amazing. He claims he's Jewish and asserts several times that these children should go to jail." These are the 13-year-old girls. He loses control and has a serious emotional outburst. It was sad. He goes on to say that they should be relocated to a violent public school in a heavily black ghetto area of New York City and that this would be good for them. Somehow he does not exactly say how. He leaves that in the air. Well, the implication, of course, is there. Along with others on the show, they debate about the power of the state to forcibly remove these children away from their family because they're teaching them racism. I could not believe what I was hearing. If you have time, you could post a copy on your website. I'm sure you'll receive lots of emails on this. And that's from Michael. Boy, it is amazing, ladies and gentlemen, absolutely. And it doesn't matter if the average American agrees with everything that Lynx and Lamb say or sing about or talk about or what their parents talk about. The truth is that most of the things they believe in, the preservation of our European heritage in America, is something that all of our founding fathers believed in. And really, up until the 1950s, almost every public figure gave verbal agreement with. So we really have an amazing situation here. I got an interesting letter from an individual from Canada, and he says this is about the recent effort to distribute material in Greater Toronto Area. He says, as you're aware, there recently was a successful campaign in the Greater Toronto Area to distribute 20,000 copies of a pamphlet entitled Jewish Supremacism Unmasked. The campaign focused its efforts at all five of the city's major universities. The response of the system, police, and university officials was regrettably, though inevitably, frantic and irrational, condemning the work as pure naked hatred with no place in Canadian society, and labeling us as extremists. By the way, I should also go on to say that they almost universally said this was an illegal thing and that the person should be put into jail for offering these comments. Now, this backlash only confirms the double standards of free speech in this country and how hate laws hate truth. More importantly, the hostility with which the pamphlet was met exposes the rampant Jewish supremacism present in all facets of Canadian government and media. Though the extent of Jewish influence in this once great land may be disheartening, it only serves to strengthen our resolve to continue the fight to win back our nation and to secure the existence and future of our people. And despite the fact that the police have been working overtime to find and arrest us, and there is strong suspicion that they might succeed, we are not scared and remain defiant. The media reported that since much of the material was promptly removed upon discovery, we were largely unsuccessful in reaching out to our target audience. However, if the entire campaign changed the heart of only one man or woman, then we will have succeeded. In the same way as your life's work and your book, Jewish Supremacism, inspired us to write this pamphlet and fight the system, we hope that others will find inspiration in what we've done and have the courage to continue the struggle. Best regards. Thank you so much. And, boy, it is so. This is kind of interesting. This is a letter from some guy. He says, I'm a Zionist pig and would like to know if I can listen to your lecture in Syria by way of Windows Media Player. Well, of course you can. You're welcome to. But he wants to be a little sarcastic that way, but that's fine. And not, you know, I tell you this, that I think Zionism is an evil philosophy. I believe that it has resulted in the deaths of countless people. And those Zionists who have so much power in the United States of America have resulted in the deaths of 2,000 Americans over that now in a war for Israel. And we have, you know, over 20,000 Americans who've suffered terrible and grievous wounds, being crippled, blinded, emasculated, disfigured for life. Many who've lost speech, lost sight, lost feeling, lost hearing. It's insane, ladies and gentlemen, and it's all been for a lie which was manufactured by the Jewish supremacists such as Steve Cohen, who, by the way, was Stuart Cohen, excuse me, of the CIA, who was in charge of that material, spread by Wolfowitz and Pearl and the rest of the Jewish neocons, and spread by our mass media, that didn't offer the American people with a effective criticism of these lies. So let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. We are definitely informing and educating many people across the world on this issue. We're not doing it hatefully. We're not doing it with any sort of any call for oppression or denial of other people's rights, like the Jewish supremacists do. But we are certainly saying that our people have to wake up, and that we have to gain control once more over our own governments, over our own heritage, over our own media, you know. And if we don't, not only will we have more bloodbaths like Iran. Not only will Iran continue for years to come, not only will more and more Americans be subject to the target of suicide bombers, but we will also go into other areas such as Syria and Iran, and we're moving toward World War IV, which the neocons talk about and actually look forward to. It's a horrible scenario, ladies and gentlemen, but it's one that we must stand up to. We have an obligation to ourselves and our families. Ladies and gentlemen, before I go today, I want to remind you that Christmas season is here, and those of you who really agree with what I say here in this program, please help spread my words, my ideas, my books, my materials, and those of many other leaders of our cause. We have fantastic videos available of the 2004 and the 2005 International Conference, which was held in the city of New Orleans. Fantastic leaders, fantastic speeches, great music. It's just an incredible experience. And you can get right now all 8 of those videos for $100. That's 2 sets, 2004 and 2005. That's less than half of what the true retail value is of these sets. Also, of course, my book, Jewish Supremacism and My Awakening, is available to you. If you take a look at those books, they are the result of years of study, research, and writing, and honing down that writing to the most powerful presentation that I could possibly make for new people in our cause. I think these books, we've had so many reports. I've gotten letters from all over the world of people who it's changed their heart and mind about these critical issues. And I've heard from also so many people have told me that, you know, they worked and they talked to their father or their mother or their sister or their brother or their friend or their teacher for even years, and they couldn't really get them the full idea of what we're working for, what we believe in. And he said, then I gave them a copy of Jewish Supremacism, and voila, in a matter of weeks, as soon as they read this book, or even days, he said, these people told me that these individuals changed, and they saw the world in a different way. So you have that opportunity. A lot of you will be giving Christmas gifts very soon. If you order now, you can get your books and you can get your videos and tapes and T-shirts for those that are in the movement. We need your support. And by the way, I don't think there's any better place you could give a Christmas gift this year than to help our work. A gift for the truth. A gift for the preservation of our people. Because I don't think there's any more important cause or issue or charity, whatever you want to call it, that's more important than this cause. You know, if our people don't survive, and our heritage doesn't survive, and our freedom doesn't survive, nothing else is really going to make any difference. Nothing will make any difference. Not the educational system we have, whether or not there's gun control, any other issue you want to talk about. And I think it's critical that we continue this work. It's expensive. We have no huge financial powers behind us like the ADL has. But we do have something which they don't have. That's the truth. And we've got a lot of brave and courageous men and women around the country and around the world who are beginning to work to spread our ideas across the surface of this globe. Not only is this truth being spread among Europeans and people of European descent, but it's even being spread among people in Africa, in Asia, in Arabia, in China, in the Far East. There's a change coming. And globalism is a threat to all people. It's a threat to the European people. It's a threat to the Arabian people. It's a threat to Christians. It's a threat to Muslims. It's a threat to all people on this planet. We've got to address this issue, and we as European Americans have got to align ourselves and dedicate ourselves to our very survival, because that's what's at stake here. We're being ethnically cleansed in our own countries, our own nations, the nations of our forebears, and unless we organize and defend ourselves intelligently, effectively, and courageously in the political spectrum, in the social spectrum, in the academic spectrum, in the spectrum of media, if we don't begin to stand up and defend ourselves, we will lose everything of value and beauty to us. That's it. As usual, I've gone over time, but it's been great to be with you, and I look forward to being with you again tomorrow. I hope that all of you, as this program now comes to a close, whether you're listening to this live or whether you're going to later listen to this on the archive version, I hope that you'll take an immediate effort to spread this latest article to different websites around the world, post it on different forums, get the material and the news out to the world that we talk about. The truth is so powerful. There's no way that the ADL can stand up to our truth. That's why they're so interested in hate laws. That's why they are so insistent on imprisoning those of our leaders and those of our speakers and those of our academics who contest with them, because they know they cannot win the debate because, as Christ said, the truth is not in them. I believe it. Thanks so much, and I'll certainly be with you tomorrow. Bye-bye now.
This has been David Duke for our heritage and our freedom.